88.9 Shine FM. Each Wednesday, we have Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center, who joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Kimberly, we've been chatting about 9 tips for talking with kids about trauma over the last few weeks, and we still got a few more to go.
Yes, and today is a really good one. So, parents, again, as we've been doing for the past month and a half, we just really encourage you to note the topic that we're talking about, 9 tips for parents in talking with kids about trauma. So this may not be an episode for little ears, and you can check back on EckertCenter.com and click our podcast button to listen to this later if you need to.
Nice.
So tip 7, focus on the good. When there is a tragedy, there is also heroism, Mike. And this is a beautiful piece to really expose kids to. There's police officers, doctors, and ordinary citizens that restore our faith in humanity right when it is shaken. The forces of good spring into action with their love and their generosity. This might include people donating blood, volunteering to take in war refugees, or bystanders who act in courageous ways in the midst of a violent attack. Hmm. And here is a really, really beautiful quote by Mr. Rogers again, Mike.
He said a lot of good things.
He did, and here's a really good one. And bless his mom. When I was a boy, I would see scary things in the news. My mother would say to me, look for the helpers, son. You will always find people who are helping. To this day, especially in times of disaster, I remember my mother's words, and I'm always comforted by realizing that there are still so many helpers, so many caring people in the world.
Mm, that's one of my favorite things he ever shared.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Entire systems exist for this very purpose. We have so many NGOs and places like the Red Cross, for example, that we can share with kids about the amazing work that they're doing to deal with tragedy and trauma around the world. So you might explain to your kids how the Red Cross has a study of earthquake-proof architecture and how that's changed things for people affected in those areas. Another example is talking to kids about, again, the jobs of firefighters and police officers and our armed forces and how they do peace missions and protect us and those we love. The message is that there's good people all around us.
Amen. There are a lot of good people, and we are thankful for that.
It's so true. And again, focusing on this good, what it does is it moves people from a state of helplessness to hopefulness. And this is really important when we're recovering from traumatic events.
Indeed. And sadly, there seems to always be some traumatic events. So this is some good information. We'll wrap up the discussion next week with a couple of more points. But for now, share a little bit about Eckert Center, Kimberly.
Well, you know, I am so blessed with an incredible team of psychologists and coaches here. And I really encourage people to check us out at EckertCenter.com. You can go to the About Us page and read the bios of the people here that work at Eckert Center. We do have a north and south location, and we provide online services anywhere in Alberta.
You do everything.
We do lots.
Okay, yeah. We'll go with that. But including blessing somebody each week with a free initial visit. Who's that going to go to?
Well, I'm going to go with caller number 8 today.
Caller 8, okay. Plan your dialing properly. 403-276-8888, caller number 8. Blessed with that free initial visit. EckertCenter.com. You can find out more about them, and you can find out as we wrap up this discussion about talking with kids about trauma next week. Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great day.